Good morning and thank you, Mike. And joining us here this morning, because it's Wednesday, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White. And oh my goodness, here as we're heading into a holiday weekend, you guys, the last week, you were busy as anything.
Well, we definitely were off on a good start and kept going. I like it. I think I said that I wanted to try to catch up, and I think we're on our way to catching up. We had a little bit of a lull, but we're back.
Yeah, I know. That's awesome. Now, we had last week's Fugitive of the Week. Quite a few tips came in, and we scored that one.
Yeah, we had a lot of tips on Mr. Picard, Jesse Picard. He was wanted on several warrants. He was wanted for being a failure to register as a sex offender, both in Concord and Franklin, New Hampshire. Also had a drug charge out of, I believe it was Concord Police Department, and another warrant, I believe, out of Merrimack County. So he had four outstanding warrants, and we received a boatload of tips really quick, all pointing up to Laconia. Fortunately, went into the downtown area, in the area that we were told he was probably in. Sat there for a couple of minutes, talked to a couple of people, and lo and behold, there he was, walking along the Wild Trail right in downtown Laconia. We were able to approach him and take him into custody without any incident. So that one was quick, easy, and thank you so much for all the tips that we received so quickly.
I love it. I love it when it ends like that.
Yeah, it really, it panned out great, and I love it when it's that quick, and I love it when we get that many tips so fast. So it really, it made a difference, and we're glad to put a quick resolve to that.
Yeah, that's great. Now, as if that was not enough, we scored a couple of other captures as well.
We sure did. We had featured Michael Elliott back, I believe it was June 9th or 8th, earlier in the month. He was wanted on, I believe it was an outstanding warrant out of Stratford County that was, trying to think what that warrant was. Jeez, there's so many of them. They just all came in and piled together.
as long as we're getting them where they need to go, Jeff.
And that's the end game there. It really is. He has quite an extensive history with Mr. Elliott. He has he had a bail violation out of Stratford County on an ongoing narcotics case. That history also involved a most recent case of they were trying to arrest him in Rochester, and he fled on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he absconded with their handcuffs. So,
Right, yes.
Yeah. So the information we got pointed over to York, Maine. The deputies from our office and Maine went over to that location with the York, Maine Police Department. We were able to track down Mr. Elliott. He was living in a tent at a property there. Take him into custody, and Mr. Elliott at the end had indicated that he's like, oh, I have a souvenir from the last time that somebody tried to arrest me in Rochester, and it was a pair of handcuffs. So we seized those for those to be returned over to Rochester Police Department. I'm sure they'll be happy to get those back.
That's awesome.
We're happy to have him in custody, and he'll spend some quality time in Maine before he gets returned to Stratford County to face those charges. And I believe Rochester also issued a new warrant for him as well for resisting arrest or detention based on that flight as well. So
right, exactly. Exactly.
And then, of course, we had one more yesterday, which was John Patrick Barber. He was another one that was featured middle of June. He was wanted by the Manchester Police Department for failure to register as a sex offender. You know, pretty serious case. He was convicted back in 2013 in Rockingham County Superior Court for felonious sexual assault on a child over 13, under 16,
mm-hmm.
With an age difference of greater than 4 years. So we always take those sex offender cases pretty seriously, and we were able to track him down to Manchester. Just happened to be doing surveillance in the area, going to do an interview, and saw a vehicle that he was tied to leaving from that address. Started to follow it, and the vehicle decided to take off and try to ditch us. It took a while for us to finally get them to stop down in Londonderry, New Hampshire, where, of course, Mr. Barber was in the car, and he was taken into custody without any incident, and the driver was arrested by New Hampshire State Police and charged with reckless operation of a motor vehicle based on the way she was driving. So that was one of those unfortunate two-for-ones. You know, get one fugitive of the week and get another person in custody as an additional bonus one.
Yeah, see, we don't consider it unfortunate.
Yeah, really don't. The way she was driving, she was very lucky not to have hurt somebody and caused serious injury to somebody. She was insane driving, we'll just say that.
Yeah, right. And so it's good that it was off to the side of the road and into custody they go.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so glad to get that one. It seems like we've had a pretty full week so far, but yet we've got a whole new Fugitive of the Week.
We don't want to hold back. We have another one for you, Mr. Sean William Law. He's wanted for failure to appear on a charge of assault by prisoner, and that's out of Stratford County. I believe this was a case where he was an inmate at the Stratford County Jail and assaulted one of the corrections officers there. I believe it was he ticked a corrections officer there. Sean Laws uses the alias of Shane LaPierre Jr. He is 32 years of age, 5 foot 5, 165 pounds, has brown eyes and brown hair, has several tattoos on his right forearm. He has a 5-point star. On his left arm, he has more stars. On his left hand, he has the name Elizabeth. And on his left forearm, he has more stars and the name Elizabeth. Last known to be residing in Rochester, where he's believed to be transient, but he could be anywhere at this time. Mm-hmm. I'd probably concentrate in that that Tri-City area of Dover, Rochester, Somersworth. And if you recognize the photo, definitely give us a call. We want to get Mr. Laws back in custody and at the Stratford County Jail where he needs to be.
And again, he does like to resist, so making a call to you guys is the smart thing to do.
Yeah, he definitely has a, we have him marked up as history of resisting arrest and mm-hmm. assault, so that's kind of a warning sign that probably not the guy you want to talk to about his criminal history. Hey, you're wanted. Maybe you should turn yourself in. Hey, this is probably one. Leave it to the pros. Give a call to 911, your local police department, or go right on the poster. You can call the main number at 603-225-1632. Asked to speak to Special Deputy U.S. Marshal Carlson, and he can take care of that and get us as a team over there to arrest Mr. Laws. If you're uncomfortable making that call, we have other ways you can reach out anonymously, which are the web tip, which is a link right on the poster.
Mm-hmm.
That sends us an anonymous email, or you can text the word NHTIP, followed by any information to the phone number TIP 411.
Right, and you don't get sucked into it anymore. You don't have to appear in court. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to sign off on anything. We're just looking for tips to locate.
That's all we're doing. We're not putting your name in any reports. You don't need to testify. There's nothing like that. This is a gift from God principle. So if you give us the information, we're going to act on it. Hopefully results in the arrest of Mr. Laws, and life goes on. You go on with your life. Mr. Laws deals with his criminal stuff, and we all get to go home at the end of the day. That's the name of the game.
That would be perfect. All right. Well, listen, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, as always, it was a busy week. I wish you a little downtime over the holiday weekend, but the fugitive should know that you guys are always on it.
We're always on it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you think you might have a particular time when you can go out and play, maybe not. So your time's up when your time is up.
That's right.
It's a matter of convenience for us, not a matter of convenience for you.
That's right. Your holiday weekend, if you're a fugitive, you know, it's not necessarily up to you.
Exactly.
All right, Jeff, thank you so much, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much, Patrick. We'll talk to you then.
I'll get this posted to our Pulse of NH app. It's our Fugitive of the Week here on the Morning Information Center.